See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the Audio Vault.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors.
Born into the lap of luxury, now he's sitting in his own filth. It's the Audio Vault with Well, hello and welcome to the 80th episode of the Audio Vault broadcast, over 40,000 downloads strong. My name is Tim, and yes, it is that time of year again. It is time for you to take a good long look at yourself in the mirror, dig down deep in your pocketbooks, and give. That's right, give.
Well, Martha, it's the third day of our yearly KCRW National Public Radio Pledge Drive, and we are $3,000 away from our hourly goal.
Just a reminder to our listeners that it's you who keep quality public radio broadcasting on the air.
If you're enjoying the programming that you're listening to now, here's what I want you to do. That's look inside yourself and give. Just give. Just do it.
Because, you know, listening to public radio without donating is like eating a dinner at an exquisite gourmet restaurant and then not paying the bill, just walking right on out of there.
It's exactly like that.
Instead of stealing food, though, you're stealing our words and our thoughts.
You are thieves, and we hate you.
Not donating to public radio is a slap in the face to quality on-air broadcasting. You're slapping a woman. Do you hear that? Stop it. Stop slapping me. Stop slapping me. Stop slapping me.
I can't hear that, Martha. I've got a list here of folks that have never donated to National Public Radio. I hope you don't find yourself on this list. Number one, John Wayne Gacy.
He's a serial killer.
Number two, Mussolini.
Dictator.
And number three, Ronald Reagan.
Inventor of AIDS. You know, Nicholas, I think it would take a world-class shithead not to donate to public radio.
What a shithead. Trevor, you are on the air.
Oh, I didn't know I was going to get put on the air.
How much are you donating, Trevor?
$50. Hello, are you there?
Trevor, do you know how much it takes to run a station like this? Takes a lot more than $50.
Your paltry $50 donation is like murdering a woman and then bragging to all your friends that you didn't rape her, too.
By donating so little, folks, Trevor has proven that he's nothing more than a thieving, degenerate, dick-faced, murdering rapist.
Hey, all right, you know what?
Rapist. Folks, we are still so short of our fundraising goal, so I thought I would take this opportunity to speak from my heart to tell you how important I think this pledge drive is, and that if you don't donate, you are a huge cunt.
Oh, yes. It's a good word for it, Martha. A huge cunt.
Like a gaping, never-is-able-to-shut cunt.
Well, I'm convinced. Where's my debit card? Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
It's the Onion Radio News. A really fun toy has been banned after killing three stupid kids. This is Doyle Redland reporting. The Wisco Toy Company of Montclair, New Jersey, has voluntarily recalled 245,000 Aqua Assault Robo-Fighters after three dumb kids managed to kill themselves playing with the popular toy and ruining the fun for everyone else. Wisco President Alvin Cassidy.
These three retards came along and somehow found a way to get themselves killed. So now we have to do a full recall and halt production on what was a really awesome toy. What a waste.
Each of the deaths was determined to be the result of gross misuse of the toy, an incredibly cool device that could shoot both plastic missiles and long jets of water simultaneously. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
That is all the time we have left for this particular episode of the broadcast. Please to be returning next time for more internet comedy fun. Bye-bye.
Get her!
Wow! Yeah.
Yeah.
You can stay if you wanna. I'm going home.